just swoop, or they'd put it out there just as loud as
they'd be real loud.
Yeah, really loud. And these old cows would come.
And they'd hear that.
Yeah.
Well, what about, would they call a calf just the same way?
Calf.
Would they call a calf the same way?
Yeah, about the same way. It's a calf or something or other.
What about horses? If they wanted to call a horse? Or...
Well, I just, when I had horses in the pasture, I'd get out, go over in the pasture, and I'd just holler, come here, call her by the name, come here, just as loud as I could holler.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd generally come.
And mules, too?
Well, I never had mules in the pasture a lot.
Oh, you didn't? Uh-huh.
I've had horses, and I've had mules, too, but the mules would generally run with the horses, and if the horses come, the mules would, too.
Mm-hmm.
They'd run with the horses, all right.
But, well, now, if you wanted a horse to start up, you'd say...
Get out.
And if you wanted it to stop, you'd say...
Whoa.
And if you were... Oh, and what about if you wanted to back up?
I just say, hold back.
And if...
Pull back on the line.
And pull back, oh, yeah. But what about when you were plowing and you wanted the mules to go left or right, you'd say...
I'd go G and haw.
Mm-hmm.
You're right, G and left haw.
Oh, right, G and left haw.
Mm-hmm.
And what about pigs, when it's time to feed the pigs, how would you call them?
They'd go pew.
Oh.
Give it a long, loud holler, just like calling cattle.
Uh-huh.
They'd come.
Uh-huh. Well, what about sheep?
Yeah, never did call sheep much. They used to, back when I was a kid, they'd call them cushy.
Uh-huh.
Cushy.
What about chickens?
Chickens.
Yeah.
They just say chicky, chicky, chicky.
Now, if you wanted to get your horses ready to go someplace, you say you have to...
Harness the horses.
And if you were plowing, what would you call those things that you guide the mules with? The
lines.
And on a horse, you'd guide it with, in your hands, you'd hold
the reins.
And you, when you're riding horseback, you put your feet in the
stirrups.
And if you had two horses on a wagon, the one on the right would be called the...
Oh, no, I believe.
It'd be called...
The off horse, or...
Oh, the off. Oh.
There's an off and on. I never did...
It's an off and on horse.
Yeah, I believe the right one would be the off, maybe. Maybe I've got it backwards.
Mm-hmm.
I never did learn that too good.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard them, but the old back there, the old people, they'd call the off horse, or work him on the off.
Oh.
And I never did... I never did learn that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I kind of think it's a right to be the old.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure.
Uh-huh. Now, the trenches that'd be cut by a plow, you call those the...
Trenches.
The trenches that'd be, you know, that a plow would cut when it...
Be a ditch.
Uh-huh. And when you're talking about plowing in the field, you say that you make...
Rows.
Mm-hmm. And if you ever call them furrows?
Furrows.
Mm-hmm. Same.
Yeah.
Would that be the same as rows?
I reckon so.
And if you were to get rid of all the brush and the trees on the land, you'd say that you were...
Clearing land.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if you were talking about... something that's, well, like that bank, you might say, if I ask you in relation to your house, where that bank was, you'd say, oh, it's not far, it's just a little...
Across the street.
And if you were talking about something that was just on down the road, you might say, well, it's not far, it's just a little...
About, yeah, a quarter of a mile, half a mile down the road.
And if something was... if you were going someplace and you hadn't gotten there yet, you might say, well, we better get going because we got a
long ways to go.
And if something is just real common, And you don't have to look for it in any special place. You'd say, well, you can find that just about
anywhere.
And if you're talking about wheat, and you'd say wheat's tied up into a
bundle,
and 12 of those bundles would be
a dozen, or 12, there would be a, it would be a shock. Or
a shock? Would that be a shock?
It would be a shock. We'd put 12 in a shock.
That's how many you put?
Mm-hmm.
And what about the after you cut the grass, that the old...